This is Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Mark Boulanger. The government of Swaziland is intensifying its campaign against human and labor union rights. The small southern African country has a population of 1.1 million. 60% of that population lives on less than $1.25 a day. And while average life expectancies in the world is about 70 years, in Swaziland it is 31 years. I talked to Vincent Dlamini about the situation in Swaziland. Mr. Dlamini is the National Organizing Secretary of the Trade Union Congress of Swaziland, TOKOSWA. Since labor unions work best in democratic societies, I asked him about the state of democracy in Swaziland.
There is no democracy in Swaziland. Swaziland is a dictatorship. Legislative, executive, and judiciary powers are vested in one person, that is the king. In 1973, on the 12th of April, the king abrogated the independence constitution and banned political parties. So there are no political parties in Swaziland. There is no democracy. And freedom of association is very limited. As we speak now, we have a situation where workers cannot express themselves and cannot even participate in matters of public policy and administration because of the political environment that exists in the country, which is a dictatorship.
The Trade Union Congress of Swaziland, TOKOSWA, was formed recently when two national labor federations merged. It was certified by the government, but now things have changed. What's happening?
After the first Congress of TOKOSWA, where we elected our leadership and took resolutions which would inform our program of action, the government then wrote to TOKOSWA and indicated that they were deregistering TOKOSWA because TOKOSWA had taken resolutions which were political in nature. What had happened in the Congress is that we had said we will fight for the democratization of Swaziland and that the upcoming national elections in 2013, we will not participate if those elections are not held under a multi-party democratic dispensation. So the government did not like that and they decided that they were now banning TOKOSWA from representing workers in Swaziland.
Some people in the government are saying that TOKOSWA should not be certified because it is not a union. How do you respond to that?
That argument doesn't hold any water because TOKOSWA is a product of a merger of two national centers. That is the Swaziland Federation of Trade Unions and the Swaziland Federation of Labor, which were then joined by the Union of Teachers. So TOKOSWA is a labor organization. It is an organization formed by workers and for workers. The real reason why TOKOSWA has been deregistered is because TOKOSWA then condemned the lack of democracy in Swaziland and declared that it will fight for the democratization of Swaziland as part of its program.
What can trade unionists around the world do to help the workers and their unions in Swaziland?
Trade unionists around the world can offer solidarity with workers in Swaziland. For instance, in June, we are going to the International Labour Conference, and we will put the case of Swaziland for discussion in the Committee of the Application of Standards. And therefore, workers around the world are urged to support that particular case so that we retain Swaziland in the special paragraph and we call for tougher sanctions against the government of Swaziland until such time that freedom of association in Swaziland is recognized.
There are some who argue that sanctions against Swaziland hurts the working people of the country. How do you answer that?
What I can say to that is that in terms of broader sanctions should be basically limited to the ruling elite, so much so that they should not have freedom of movement around the major countries of the world. They should be denied their ability to globetrot. But of course, when you talk about broader economic sanctions, That is well understood in terms of its implications. But if you sanction the leadership of the country and you impose sanctions on them personally, then that is not a problem. We support that as workers.